From Zimbabwe, we move to its neighbor, South Africa, which right now is gripped by violence. Rioters around Johannesburg have been looting businesses and torching shops. Their target? Immigrants from other African countries. At least 10 people have been killed. Several African nations are discouraging travel now to South Africa. And in Nigeria, as payback, protesters have looted South African-owned businesses. My colleague Milton Nkosi with the BBC spoke with us from Johannesburg. He says people there are upset because they think foreigners are stealing their jobs.
The unemployment rate here is at about 28%. And amongst the young people between the ages of 18 and 34, it is hovering around 54%.
Wow.
So there is huge pressure in South Africa in terms of unemployment. Young people are unemployed. Graduates are unemployed. The economy is very sluggish. And that is where the bulk of the anger and frustration is coming from.
And yet the country's police minister has denied that these are xenophobic attacks.
There is certainly a xenophobic problem in South Africa, but a lot of the people who are being attacked are people who own shops. Those are the people who are, by and large, receiving the wrath of this senseless violence. So within context, you can see why the police minister is reluctant to say that this is xenophobic, because there are many other foreigners who are not experiencing the xenophobic attacks.
So this violence is happening in the foreground while the World Economic Forum is taking place in South Africa in the background. It's wrapping up today. What does it have to do with the attacks? Anything?
So the attacks have created, as you can imagine, a huge embarrassment for the South African government. They have had to deal with this very public embarrassment of violence and pillaging and police having to shoot rubber bullets, tear gas, stun grenades to disperse the mobs. Now, when South Africa was under apartheid, a lot of the anti-apartheid activists had to escape apartheid South Africa, and they were hosted across the African continent. So the people who are in government now, Marco, are incredibly ashamed of the fact that their own citizens are attacking people who come from the countries that hosted them in the dark days of apartheid.
Well, we've seen this back and forth between officials in South Africa and in Nigeria, begin with Nigeria pulling out of the World Economic Forum. And in Nigeria, looters are going after South African-owned businesses. Why the tension between South Africa and Nigeria in particular? Like, what's the context?
So there has been a long-standing rivalry between South Africa and Nigeria just by the virtue of the sizes of their economy. They are competing for the leadership space on the continent. And that rivalry was fun. It was cultural. It was economic. But now it has literally been directly connected to this deadly violence, which is a shame because the president announced that yesterday that there were 10 people who had died and none of them were Nigerians and only two out of the 10 were foreigners.
So in addition to attacks on some foreign nationals, I have to ask you this. August was the deadliest month for women in South Africa, a series of brutal attacks with women being the main targets. There are protesters I know on the streets of Cape Town speaking against this. How does that figure into the other violence, or is it a separate story?
What had happened is that a first-year university student was murdered near Cape Town, and that created a national outcry. Last year alone, nearly 4,000 women and children were murdered in South Africa. This is an unacceptably high number for a country of the size of South Africa.
Massive unemployment, xenophobia run amok, women being attacked. What's the mood in South Africa right now?
The mood this week was pretty grim. And remember, South Africa is still recovering from the legacy of white minority rule. There's still huge poverty here along racial lines. Largely, black people are poor, uneducated, and battling. And largely, the minority white people, who form about 10% of the demographic here, are more middle class and doing much better. Not all of them, of course, and not all black people are poor, but that's generally the picture if you look from a distance. And all those frustrations, including immigration and gender-based violence and the economy, sluggish economic growth, all of that just came into a confluence of frustration this week.
The BBC's Milton Nkosi in Johannesburg, here on The World.